Tips for monitoring water quality in fish habitats. Tips for monitoring water quality in fish habitats are crucial for keeping aquatic life healthy and thriving. The quality of water directly affects the fish you love. This article dives into why water quality matters, how to check key factors like pH levels and dissolved oxygen, and simple ways to ensure your local fish are happy. Learn how to spot signs of healthy fish and see the impact of pollution on their behavior. Your efforts can make a huge difference in creating a vibrant aquatic ecosystem. Understanding the importance of water quality monitoring. Why water quality matters for fish habitats. Water quality is crucial for fish habitats. Think of it as the foundation of a house. Without a strong base, everything else can crumble. Fish depend on clean water to thrive. Poor water quality can lead to disease, lower fish populations, and even death. By monitoring water quality, you help protect the fish and their homes. Key factors in aquatic ecosystem health. Several key factors influence the health of aquatic ecosystems. Here are some of the most important. 1. Temperature affects fish metabolism and breeding. 2. Dissolved oxygen, essential for fish survival and growth. 3. Nutrients, too many can cause harmful algae blooms. 4. Turbidity affects light penetration and plant growth. By keeping an eye on these factors, you can help maintain a healthy habitat for fish. The role of pH levels in water quality. pH levels are vital when it comes to water quality. They indicate how acidic or basic the water is. Most fish prefer a pH between 6.5 and 8.5. If the pH is too low or too high, it can harm fish and other aquatic life. For instance, a sudden drop in pH can lead to stress and even death for sensitive species. Checking pH levels is a must if you want to keep your fish happy and healthy. Effective water testing techniques for fish habitats. How to measure dissolved oxygen levels. Measuring dissolved oxygen levels is crucial for your fish's health. Fish need oxygen to survive, and too little can be harmful. Here's how you can check those levels easily. 1. Use a dew meter. This tool gives you an accurate reading of oxygen levels. Just dip it in the water and read the results. It's quick and reliable. 2. Test strips. If you want something simple, test strips are a great option. Just dip a strip in the water, wait a minute, and compare the color to the chart provided. 3. DIY method. You can also use the BOD biochemical oxygen demand method. Fill a bottle with water, seal it, and wait for a few hours. Measure how much the oxygen level drops. This method takes longer but can be done at home. Method accuracy time required. Dew meter high, instant test strips moderate, 1 minute. BOD method variable several hours. Simple methods for testing water temperature. Keeping an eye on water temperature is just as important. Fish thrive in specific temperature ranges. Here's how you can check it. 1. Thermometers. Use a simple aquarium thermometer. Place it in the water for a few minutes and you'll get an accurate reading. 2. Floating thermometers. These float on the surface, making it easy to see the temperature at a glance. 3. Infrared thermometers. For a quick check, use an infrared thermometer. Point it at the water surface, and you'll see the temperature instantly. Method ease of use. Speed aquarium thermometer. Easy quick floating thermometer. Very easy instant infrared thermometer. Simple very fast using tools for accurate water quality monitoring. To keep your fish happy, you need to monitor water quality regularly. Tools like pH meters and water test kits are essential. Here's why. 1. pH meters. These tools measure the acidity or alkalinity of your water. Fish prefer a certain pH range, so keeping track is vital. 2. Water test kits. These kits often measure multiple factors like ammonia, nitrites, and nitrates. They give you a complete picture of your water quality. 3. Regular checks. Make it a habit to test your water weekly. This way, you can catch any changes early and keep your fish safe. Observing fish behavior for better habitat assessment. Signs of healthy fish in your habitat. When you look at your water habitat, you want to see vibrant, active fish. Healthy fish are often colorful and energetic. Here are some signs to watch for. 1. Active swimming. Fish should be swimming around, not just sitting still. 2. Bright colors. Healthy fish usually have vivid colors. If they look dull, something might be wrong. 3. Social interaction. Fish that are healthy often swim in schools and interact with each other. If you notice these signs, it's a good indication that your habitat is in great shape. How pollution impacts fish behavior. Pollution can be a major problem for fish. When the water is dirty, fish can show signs of stress. Here's how pollution can affect them. 1. Lethargy. Fish may swim slower or stay near the bottom. 2. Color changes. Pollution can make fish lose their bright colors. 3. Reduced breeding. Fish may not breed as much, which can lead to fewer fish in your habitat. Pollution not only harms fish but also the entire ecosystem. Keeping an eye on your water quality is crucial. Monitoring nutrient levels for fish health. Keeping track of nutrient levels is key to fish health. Here's a simple table to help you understand the important nutrients. Nutrient ideal level effects of too much nitrogen 0.5 1.0 mg/L. Algae blooms phosphorus 0.05 0.1 mg/L. Harmful to fish dissolved oxygen 5.0 8.0 mg/L. Fish suffocation. By monitoring these levels, you can help keep your fish healthy and happy. Final thoughts on monitoring water quality in fish habitats. Implementing these tips for monitoring water quality in fish habitats will ensure a thriving aquatic ecosystem. Regular testing and observation can lead to healthier fish populations and a vibrant environment. Remember, your efforts in maintaining water quality can significantly impact the health of your local fish habitats.